Have you ever heard an idea that changed the way you look at the world?
Everything we think,
we've had to believe in impossible things.
Infinite possibility and that sense of potential. And I realize
that we've had to refuse to fear failure.
You've got to persist through failure.
You can contemplate the meaning of infinity.
I'm Guy Raz. Join me each week for Ideas Worth Spreading on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
Friday nights at 6 on WDIY Allentown.
Tonight's TED Radio Hour features a local segment on TEDx here in the Lehigh Valley.
Good evening. I'm Baltimore Smith and your host for this evening's discussion, the upcoming TEDx Lehigh River 2015. And our guests are Dave Willard, community volunteer and retired director of community relations at Olympus, and Lisa Getzler, co-executive director of Lehigh University's Baker Institute for Entrepreneurship, Creativity and Innovation. They are the co-organizers of TEDx Lehigh River 2015. Welcome, Dave. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Let's get a few of the simple matters taken care of initially. What exactly is TED and what does the acronym stand for, Lisa?
TED is narrowly a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to ideas worth spreading. But broadly, it's a worldwide phenomenon that, in my opinion, will advance the human condition. When people have access to innovative thinking and ideas worth spreading, they're changed by those ideas. The acronym stands for technology, entertainment, and design. And it was actually brought together about 20 years ago by a small grassroots community in California and has since become an international sensation that people look to think about things in a new way, as you know, since WDIY broadcasts the TED Radio Hour.
We do indeed, yes, and we're very happy to. So that's the TED at the international and national level, and now we have at the more local or regional level, we have TEDx Lehigh River. Dave, can you tell us a little bit about the background of this subset or TEDx Lehigh River?
Yes, the TEDx stands for a locally produced version of a TED conference. So it's done under license from the Global TED Organization, which operates out of New York, and can be done in any community. There are thousands of them that have already taken place since this concept was developed. And back in 2012, Carolyn Catwan, a community volunteer, brought the idea of TEDx Lehigh River to several community leaders, and that's really how we got started with TEDx Lehigh River. So in 2013, we had our first event. It was held at PBS 39 Studio, which is one of the founding partners, and had five speakers and an audience of about 100 people. Our second event last year was held at Miller Symphony Hall, and the Allentown Symphony Association is another partner of ours. So we changed venues to Allentown, brought eight speakers to the stage, and again, limited to an audience of 100 because of the licensing rules of TED. This year, I'm happy to say that we're able to open the program to the community. So for TEDx Lehigh River 2015, we'll be back at Miller Symphony Hall, but our event is open to the public. So we have about 20 or more volunteers working on all aspects of this, from curating to sponsorship to communications. Lisa is in charge of our curating, and her organization, the Baker Institute, is the third founding member, so that kind of completes the partnership to get TEDx Lehigh River off the ground.
Okay, thank you for that breakout. And it is happening this year again at Miller Symphony Hall, I believe, right? And the dates are, it's September?
Saturday, September 19th, starting at 1 in the afternoon with an interesting program called the Innovation Alley, where you can see some entrepreneurs from Baker Institute between 12 and 1. But the speaking portion will begin at 1 o'clock.
Okay, then. And so you mentioned, we've talked about the relationship between TEDx and the global TED organization. But you mentioned this year, the third one is different. You're now open to the public. I think you had some milestone or hurdle to get over to now make it open to the public. Lisa,
Indeed we did, Bill. You know, the beauty of the TED organization is their incredible generosity in inviting communities and regions to create TED events. And so because the TED conference, the annual TED conference, is so hard to actually get a ticket for. They created a number of different TED core events, one called TED Active, which actually took place at the same time as the TED conference in a nearby location. And it was an opportunity for TEDx organizers to participate in the big TED conference without being on site and without, having access to those hard-to-come-by tickets. And so I was able to head out to Vancouver and spend some time on day one with Chris Anderson, the guru of TED, and his whole crew and staff, and be in the location in Vancouver. It was fabulous, fascinating. We saw some, dress rehearsals of some of this year's speakers. It was really interesting. And then we were bussed off to Whistler, British Columbia, a magnificent location where the TEDx organizers were able to spend the week having simulcast versions of the actual TED Talks. We were simulcast to them. They were simulcast to us. It was almost as if we were in the real room. And then around that, they build opportunities for the TEDx organizers to meet with each other and to network and to learn from each other and discover ways that various regions are doing things well and what are the best practices and what are kind of some of the up-and-coming questions. And so having participated in that, TEDx Lehigh River benefits because now we are able to open our audience to an unlimited number. So however many of seats we have in the venue, that's how many tickets we can sell. And we're so excited about being able to have a large local audience and, of course, hope that our speakers make it to the TED.com website so that the world will know what's happening in the Lehigh Valley.
Okay, that's excellent. And yes, I know in previous years with only 100 participants, the tickets were really limited and different organizations were having to decide who could participate on their behalf. So based on what you learned there and the new certification that you have, are there differences and extra components that you have to include now based on what you learned during that week?
Actually, there aren't. There are no new requirements, but participating in it changed us organizationally. I was able to bring back, thoughts and ideas about how others are approaching the actual organization of the event itself, how to partner with the community, how to find speakers that gel with the topics and the theme that we have chosen, how to drive the community participation. So I came back full of ideas. I personally was changed through the experience. It was fabulous. I was so fortunate to be able to attend. And we became part of the larger TEDx community. So we now have, a wide variety of experts we can call on to help us as we navigate this thing called TEDx Lehigh River.
Yeah, always really, really good. I mean, same thing in public radio, community radio, having other experts that you can call on and get their advice when you're addressing the problems that they've already been through.
That's right.
Years earlier.
Bill, Lisa mentioned a theme, and we do have a theme for this year, and it's Why Not? And it's based on a quotation that I always attributed to Robert Kennedy, but it turns out it's George Bernard Shaw. And it's, some people see things and say, why? I dream of things that have never been and say, why not? Yeah. So we really want people to have expanded thinking when they come to this event.
Excellent, excellent theme for the event, certainly. Okay, so you've told us about TEDx and TED. Tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you actually got involved in bringing TEDx to the Lehigh Valley.
Okay, I'll take that first, Bill. I've been aware of TED since it started in 1984 because someone that I worked with in business knew the founder of the original TED conferences and brought some of those concepts to some business meetings that we held long ago. And it was a growing phenomenon even back then, but it pretty much exploded when it went on the web and people could see these talks that had been pre-recorded at the TED conferences. So when I was invited to the initial meeting 3 years ago to talk about whether we would have one in our community, it needed no explanation for me because I had been exposed to it early on. As you mentioned, I'm retired from Olympus, but still active in the community, and PBS 39 is one of the partners, founding partners. So I am on their board of directors, and that's how I happen to be invited to the meeting. And it's something that I became really interested in, and so I've been an organizer each of the 3 years, and of course with Lisa going to TED Active now and becoming co-organizer, we have a great team.
Thank you. We do, Dave. And it's been a joy for me to be involved in TEDx Lehigh River. As director of the Baker Institute at Lehigh University, I spend all my time working on ways to promote creativity, innovative thinking, entrepreneurial action. And so, it was a natural fit for me to become involved. It was a natural fit for the Baker Institute and for Lehigh to sponsor as well as we could to help bring this to the Lehigh Valley. And personally, my first exposure to TED Talks was when I met Sir Ken Robinson, who has, I think, given the most notable and iconic TED Talk ever heard.
And
the most watched, I would imagine that's true. I was at an event and he was the speaker, and he speaks about how creativity has been sort of knocked out of our children, our young people. And so that was my first experience with TED, and there really is none better. So it was a wonderful introduction.
Yeah, I can see what a perfect match it is to your regular, I'd hardly say 9-to-5 job,
That's
but
right.
your regular full-time employment.
Okay. 24/7 job, I would say.
24/7, exactly right. Yes, yeah. But this meshes in with it beautifully.
It does.
Yeah, and what better than promoting creativity? And clearly, that's the thing we like to do here on WDIY. It's great having you in with us this afternoon. Tell us a bit about the criteria and the process for selecting speakers and preparing them to go on stage. And Lisa, and then also tell us who are the selected speakers and topics this year.
Well, first let me start by saying that I want to acknowledge the wide range of applicants and their fabulous ideas that came to us when we put a call out for potential speakers for TEDx. We are just blessed in the Lehigh Valley to have, well, we had so many, we had a really tough time starting to narrow the field. But ultimately, the speaker curation committee looks at the applications that come in written form and, matches them with our theme. So that's where we start with the theme. And then from there, we chose a half a dozen or so finalists to interview and bring in and ask questions and have them give us a snippet of what their talk might be like. And so, that was sort of our first round. We were able to come up with our first four speakers that Dave will announce in a minute for this year's event. What we found was so interesting is that as each speaker comes to us with their idea worth spreading, in their conversations with us during the interview process, they become more excited, more engaged in their own topic. And we can see it sort of growing right in front of us. So again, the joy of this, and for me personally, as the person who gets to coach the speakers, and work on developing their talk into a TED talk, is how just deeply passionate and engaged they are in whatever it is they're talking about, and then their willingness to mold it and shape it in a way that the TED audience will best be able to absorb it and be changed by it. It's a fascinating process.
And it seems like a very interactive, iterative process.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, thank you for that very nice description. We're going to take a short break right now. And after that break, Dave will tell us who this year's speakers are, as well as some of the past speakers as well. I'm Bill Dortmund-Smith, your host, and we are talking with Dave Willard and Lisa Getzler, who are the co-organizers of TEDx Lehigh River 2015, which is the topic of tonight's discussion. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back. I'm Bill Dutchman-Smith, your host this evening, talking with Dave Willard and Lisa Getzler, who are the co-organizers of TEDx Lehigh River 2015, and we're talking about this year's event. Dave, we just talked about the selection process. Tell us who the selected speakers are for this year, and then follow up after that and tell us about some of your past speakers and topics.
All right, Bill. Well, I can tell you four today, and we'll have a total of six. And so we've announced the first four, and we'll be announcing the last two shortly. But the four that I can talk to you about today are very diverse, very exciting. First is a gentleman, Michael Broley. He's a woodworker who's built a boat that's an instrument that he wants to communicate with whales. And so you got to see it to believe it. So that, I'll leave it at that. Come and check it out. Second gentleman, George Rabb, looked very familiar to me when he came to talk to the committee because he's the drummer of Philadelphia Funk Authority, a great band, but he's also a renowned expert in the area of skepticism. So he's going to tell us why it pays to be a skeptic and not believe everything the first time you hear it. Liz Jordan is a yoga teacher. I don't want to steal her thunder, but she began her interview with a cartwheel, and her talk is called Chaos to Cartwheels, Sexual Trauma and the Light Through the Cracks. So this is a very powerful talk on overcoming sexual abuse. And last one, Lauren Villaverde is a master's candidate at Lehigh University.
She actually just graduated her master's degree.
Congratulations, Laura, on your graduation. And she has a very interesting talk on how young children learning about spatial relationships helps them with science, technology, engineering, and math, the so-called STEM subjects. And the other two are equally exciting, and we'll be announcing them later this week. This is quite consistent with some of our past speakers. We had Katie Warlow, a local entrepreneur, who talked about how she took her research in vitro fertilization and created a business and a company around it. She won Entrepreneur of the Year from LVEDC. Bob Gordon, psychologist who talked about the power of apology. It's a great talk you can see online, recommended to anyone. John Lunger, you probably know him from ArtsQuest or as an improvisational comic, but he got up on the Levitt Pavilion stage at our salon in May and in front of this blast furnace talked about the renewal of Bethlehem. And in the first year, we had Dr. James Peterson from Lehigh University. He's a frequent guest on national television. He addressed racism. And last one I'd like to highlight is Frank Smith, who's a local businessman, runs a commercial real estate company, but is also a very accomplished photographer, really at the professional level. He's in the Olympus Visionary Trailblazers group of the top photographers around the country who use Olympus cameras. And he talked about blending his vocation and avocation.
And we have one of Frank's photographs of our very building that DIY is housed in that Frank donated to us, and it's on show in the lobby. Superb, excellent. What a nice wide range of speakers, and this year's speakers in particular, two of those will be quite familiar to WDIY listeners. George Rabb has been a guest in the studio here, not just as a drummer, but also as guitarist and vocalist and composer.
But not as a skeptic. Yeah.
He's always a skeptic. His songs always he's always skeptical. And is it Michael Broley, the woodworker and boat builder?
Yes.
Yes, I think he was featured on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon sometime during the course of the past year. So a couple of speakers there, which WDIY listeners should have their appetites whetted to hear them at Lehigh River TEDx. Now, TED presentations. Typically, they're recorded and they're made available on the National TED website for viewing on demand. And selected presentations are edited and compiled into NPR's TED Radio Hour that is broadcast on WDIY each Friday evening at 6 p.m. Will the TEDx presentations be recorded and made available? And if so, where will they be made available?
They will be available, Bill. So TED requires that all TEDx organizations professionally videotape each speech, each talk, and they are all then uploaded to the TED.com website, searchable by name, TEDx Lehigh River, searchable by date, September 19th. But what we really hope is that eventually one or two or more of our TEDx Lehigh River speakers will be recognized by the TED organization as a featured TEDx talk. And so the better we do to prepare our speakers, the better the chance that they will become among those who are made an example of on the TED website. So that's very exciting. But all TEDx talks are, in fact, available. Again, you can search by the name of the speaker. You can search by TEDx Lehigh River on TED.com. This year's talks will become available within a couple of weeks of the event. It's not an immediate upload, but it happens pretty quickly.
There's also a corporate version of TEDx where companies can get involved and have all their employees involved. And in May, Johnson & Johnson brought over 1,000 of its employees to SteelStax here in Bethlehem for TEDx Johnson & Johnson, or J&J. Dave, tell us about that event and the relationship between TEDx Lehigh River and TEDx J&J.
Bill, this was a very interesting development for our own TEDx Lehigh River organization because we had heard that there was going to be another TEDx in town. And we thought, these are done under license, how can this possibly be? But as it turned out, it was Johnson & Johnson Corporation bringing, as you mentioned, 1,000 employees to our community for a two-day conference where their leaders spoke on various topics, business-related and not related, in the TED or TEDx format. And they were the first to have a corporate TEDx. And they were very good to support us in terms of a grant so that Lisa could attend TED Active out in British Columbia. And also, since they had rented the entire SteelStax campus, they allowed us to use the Levitt Pavilion on the night before their meeting kicked off to present what we call the Salon, which is a smaller version of TEDx, where we had just a few speakers. And that was attended by their people as well as people from the community. So this was really the first time we could open it up to a larger audience, and they helped facilitate that. So definitely hats off to a very innovative organization, Johnson & Johnson, and they've really put us about a year ahead of the timetable that we expected for developing this program locally.
Yes, let me just add my thanks. Johnson & Johnson was so incredibly generous to us. They helped us in every way possible. There wasn't anything we asked for that they weren't able to say, sure, well, we'd be happy to. It was just an amazing partnership. And the Salon event is one that we hope to do a few times between September 19th and next year's main event. So be on the lookout for those as well.
Okay, so there'll be a little bit of continuity rather than just the annual
event. That's our hope, yes.
Yep, seems like a great relationship you've established. You also have a number of other current partners supporting TEDx Lehigh River. What's their role, and could you name a few of them fairly quickly?
Sure. So as Dave mentioned, PBS 39, Miller Symphony Hall, and the Baker Institute at Lehigh were the three founding partners that have sponsored the event from the beginning. We're now building our roster of corporate sponsors. Johnson & Johnson, certainly, and OraSure have been the first to hop on board. We are looking for more corporate sponsors as the days tick by towards September 19th. Dave has a committee to handle that, and so we will be happy to have anyone contact us that's interested in supporting us. We also have a number of volunteers who participate on the organization committee, and they come from local organizations that we want to recognize: ArtsQuest, Lehigh Mining and Navigation, Air Products, Digital Feast, Open Door PR Lehigh Valley, and last but not least, WDIY.
And of course, we are very happy to be a partner in this, and an event in the community like that, and the fact we carry the TED Radio Hour makes it natural to be involved. You've told us quite a lot about what to expect at the upcoming TEDx Lehigh River 2015, but any things that we've missed about? You've told us who the speakers are. We've got a rough idea of the format. It's being held at Miller Symphony Hall in Allentown, downtown Allentown, on Saturday, September 19th, 1 until 5 p.m. Any more things to add?
I think what our listeners might be interested in is their role in the day. And so the engaged audience is as much a part of the TED experience as the engaged speaker. Having an audience who comes with an open mind, ready to engage, ready to listen and respond to the speakers is exactly what we're looking for. And in fact, we build into the day breaks where the purpose is that the audience will talk to each other and continue the conversation that the speaker started.
And is there actually some dialogue with the speakers at the end of each talk?
Not at the end of each talk, but at the end of the whole event. The speakers will be in the lobby to interact with the audience, and we will all be there as well.
Okay, very good. How can members of the community attend TEDx Lehigh River? There's no screening process, just basically acquiring tickets. So what's the availability for tickets? How does one get tickets and further information?
Okay, since it's being held at Miller Symphony Hall, we're using their ticketing system to support us. So there's a couple of ways. If you use the URL tedxlehighriver.com, it's going to take you to a kind of a landing page, and from there you can get all the information and go to the ticket link. If people want to get the tickets directly, they can also go to allentownsymphony.org/tickets. And the events are listed alphabetically, so you have to scroll down to TEDx Lehigh River, or you can reorganize it by date and look for that September 19th date.
And the website you mentioned, say the website again, I assume that's how, if anyone with a business wants to be a potential sponsor, could they contact either of you through the website?
Yes, and there's also a Facebook page, but they're all connected through TEDxLehighRiver.com.
Having just done a search on Google for TEDx Lehigh River before I came over to the studio, that will get you anywhere you need to be.
Okay.
So if in doubt, Google us.
Thank you very, very much, Lisa and Dave, for being our guests, the co-directors of this year's TEDx Lehigh River. And check out the website, check out more information. I hope we've whetted your appetite to participate in this year's event. Again, Saturday, September 19th, 1 p.m., Miller Symphony Hall in Allentown.